What's good, you guys? You know who it is. It is your boy Keith Fit, and this is another episode of Keith Fit TV. Thank you guys so much for being here. I truly appreciate you guys for joining, getting this knowledge, getting this positivity. Thank you a million times over again for remaining, you know what I mean, committed and loyal to the process, and being a part of season one and continuing to be a part of season two. I hope you stick with us, stick with the podcast, stick with the positivity, and keep moving forward so that we can grow together, okay? Because that's what the mission is about. Let's grow together. Okay, so today's episode is going to be about self-discipline. And I have a special guest with me. You've seen him on episode one, season two. The positive, the polished, the incredible man, the speaker, bringing nothing but love and support to you guys and knowledge to you guys, my main man, Churner. Bye.
How y'all doing? How my people doing today? Much love.
What's happening, bro?
No days off.
Positive exactly. Vibe. Always, man. And I'm happy that you're here, dude.
Yes, sir.
You be bringing that energy, man. That extra energy that the people be needing. You know what I mean? That the people be needing, man. And it's all about showing love again. And spreading love to all of those around. It's about moving forward and keeping everybody focused. And so today's topic is self-discipline. And we're going to talk about and discuss the importance of self-discipline. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna teach the viewers or give examples. Information, tips, whatever, on how to use self-discipline in your day-to-day life to become a better version of yourself.
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying? So when we talk, when I bring up the topic, self-discipline, can you give a little bit of information on what that might entail to you when you think of it?
All right. So let me tell y'all basically, when I think of self-discipline, there's five keys I always try to add to self-discipline. One being, you gotta be a powerful motivation there. You gotta be motivated. You gotta learn how to self-motivate yourself. You know what I mean? Another one is habit. It's the little things in life, like what? Doing dishes, laundry, cleaning your room, going to the gym, being consistent in your work. It's the little things that builds up as a human being for you to become self-disciplined, you know what I mean? And another key I like to add to that is self-awareness. You gotta be self-aware, you know what I mean? You can't have no distraction. You gotta be goal-oriented. You can't have no distractions, you feel me?
Yeah.
A man's success is within his self-discipline, you know what I mean? Self-discipline thrives upon that person, you know what I mean?
Say that in your social circle.
Who you be around with is really plays a great key important thing. They say, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. So if you're hanging around with people that just talk about females and all of that, where you think you're gonna head it? Just like the same people in the same boat. Birds together, flock together.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Keep small circles around you, live longer, and live a positive, successful life.
That's literally all it is. Another one is stress.
Can't be stressed. You can't. You gotta have that willpower and you gotta grind. You know what I mean? You got to. But let me just leave it back to my man, Keith. Yes, listen, bro.
I love that. You came out here with some energy, bro, and some heat. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that, you know what I mean? And I know the people probably was on the other side like, oh, God dang, that boy going in. He talking his talk.
Yes, sir.
And it's nothing but facts, you know what I mean? Self-discipline is, you know, just you, basically. It's just taking accountability, you know what I mean? Holding yourself accountable, you know what I mean? You can't be scared to look that individual in the mirror that's looking back at you and be scared to not do what is necessary to allow that person the opportunity to grow. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A lot of times in this world that we living in, we are hit with many different situations in life that will derail us and slow us down. And mm-hmm. it's because of we are able to engage in self-discipline. We are able to prosper and move forward and grow and develop. An individual who, this is just an example, an individual who, you know what I mean, wants to quit smoking has to now change their whole life. Their whole life has to change. The individuals, like you were stating earlier, Turner, the individuals, your circle, keep your circle small, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So
social circle is literally
it has to change. Because if you're a smoker and you're now trying to develop and change and mold yourself into becoming a non-smoker
and a better version
of yourself, yes, have to now surround yourself with a different crowd. So if you're smoking a lot, don't hang with individuals who tend to smoke. All that's going to do is increase the intensity of that urge for you mm-hmm. to begin to smoke again or to smoke again, you know what I mean? But not just smoking is the only example. There's many examples, but that's a big example because there's a lot of people out here in this world that do smoke. And when you ask them why, they do tend to not really have an answer
to follow behind it. They don't have the answers to why they want to stop. They rather procrastinate. They be like, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. They don't keep themselves accountable. And you're not keeping yourself accountable,
and
you ain't going to go nowhere.
Exactly. And keeping yourself accountable. My bad, bro. I was trying to cut you off.
You cool.
But keeping yourself accountable is what I just stated. Accountability.
Right.
That's self-discipline, yes, when you're able to keep yourself accountable.
Right.
So people are lacking in self-discipline. They're lacking in self-discipline. And that's a big piece for moving forward, like I said earlier, in pretty much any avenue. You know what I mean? If mm-hmm. I was to be a student in school, I have to be understanding more so of self-discipline than an individual who really, really doesn't have nothing going for themselves.
Right. And I'm meaning to cut you off and anything. Let me just say a little bit of thing. Like he said about self-discipline, one thing I've realized over the years of me working, one thing about self-discipline is it never stops. Self-improvement mm-hmm. never stops. It don't stop till you die. You self-improve every day. Even if you got everything you ever wanted in life, you're still going to be self. You still got to self-improve yourself because every day is a different day. Every day brings different tasks, different trials and tribulations. You got to go through it. You know what I mean? And it's like 6 key elements I like using when it comes to building your self-esteem. Being self-disciplined is you got to understand yourself. Meaning, when I mean understand yourself, you got to know where you're going. Like, write down the things that's holding you back, the people that's holding you back. In life, you got to cut people off. Like I had said, show me your friends, show me your future. Because those are the people that's it's like an anchor holding you. You don't want an anchor. You want to thrive for success. So you understanding yourself, you becoming a better version of yourself. And you focusing on your long-term goal. When I mean long-term goal, I don't mean next week or next year.
No. Nope.
I'm talking about the next 5 to 10 years. Because the next 5 to 10 years, as you plan them out and you use your goals to accomplish them every day, you're already improving yourself there. Big time, literally. And another thing is you got to schedule your time. You got to be a good time management. Time management is key when it comes to self-discipline. Because if you get you don't know what you're doing, you got to time yourself to the next day. So, for example, say tomorrow I got something planned. Time your schedule your whole day. End of the week done. Look back at end of the week, see what happened, what you accomplished, what trials and tribulation came through it. You learn from that and you move on. You don't live in the past, you learn from the past.
Mm-hmm.
You use the past to guide you through the future. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Just use that.
Keep your windshield bigger than your rear view.
And you got to get started because literally, if you don't start, nobody going to start for you. And you got to reward yourself.
Mm-hmm.
the reward.
The rewarding yourself. The rewarding yourself, you know what I mean? It's like a little treat. It's like an extra push that might help motivate you and assist you in moving forward on your path and on your journey, you know what I'm saying? And as you was talking about the reflecting situation, like you said, don't look back and don't look back, you know what I mean, for too long, because that'll only keep you there. But look back just to see how far you came. And in that you can see motivation as well. So another key thing to help you develop in self-discipline is, you know, get a journal. You know what I mean? A lot of women have diaries where they chart things in, but I'm stating to you all, man, male and female, get a journal, you know? Chart your day, you know what I'm saying? When you set a goal and you want to discipline yourself and allow yourself to stay disciplined and stay committed to it, you have to first make sure that you can see the goal. Like,
you gotta be a bro. Basically, what bro's saying, you gotta have the mind of a kid. Reason why I say mind of a kid, because a kid could dream. And a dreamer is a person that could really, like, know what he wants for the future. If you dream big, you could go for it. As long as, like we had said from the last episode, if you have that self-discipline, that consistency, and persistence, I promise you, nobody can hold you back.
Nobody.
It's like a straight line, and you just go in there every day till you reach the end. And when you reach the end, you're going to be so satisfied and happy. Like, I don't know if you want to be a millionaire or not, but you're just going to be so
satisfied. But, man, it's an enjoyable, a very enjoyable feeling, you know what I mean, once you make it there. And that's why the importance of a journal is so extreme, because of it gives you that. It gives you the map. It gives you the opportunity to see, okay, page one, okay, this journal is going to consist of the goals, my 30-day goals, or my five-month goals, or my year goals, my two-year goals, whatever. Mm-hmm. In the journal, the next page, the second page should be mark day one of my journey, day two of my journey, day three of my journey, and so on. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna allow you, and doing that is gonna allow you to hold yourself accountable. If I'm sitting over here telling myself my goal is to quit smoking, that's a good one. My goal is to quit smoking, or my goal is to get an A in algebra, in my algebra, my math class, then day one should be, okay, studying at 12 o'clock or studying at 6 a.m., I'm going to take a break and chart my day down. Then day two, chart it off as well. But you see, you'll physically see what you're doing exactly. So day one, yeah, I did some studying. We're usually I would not, but because I'm holding myself accountable, because I have this journal, I understand that, okay, I'm studying, boom,
knock
that off. Day two, did some studying day two at 12 p.m. noon or whatever, and then another time, because you got to do it multiple times. You got to hold yourself accountable. But not just hold yourself accountable, you have to outwork the next man when you're talking about moving forward on your goals. Right. And by doing that, that's because, and the reason why I state that is because if you're talking about, I'm trying to stop smoking, usually an individual has an urge more than one time a day. You know what
Trust
I mean?
Me, the urge coming. That's why they say 21 days make a habit. If you could go 21 days without smoking, and you keep going, and you keep that consistency and that persistence, and you tell your mind, well, actually, you don't, you tell your subconscious and your, you have a conversation with your subconscious
and your conscious
mind. You know what I mean? So that 21 days, which makes a habit, if you do that for 21 days and you keep doing it, I promise you, stopping will not be hard.
Will not be hard
now,
at all.
Look at Kobe Bryant's career. Did Kobe just get up and become who Kobe is? No.
Exactly.
If you know Kobe worked off and on the clock. Exactly. You know what I mean? Everybody finished practice. He stays the 3, 4, 5 hours more just working at his technique, his jump shot. He don't stop. You know what I mean? He has that persistence to be better.
Exactly. And the consistency to keep it up.
Yes, sir.
To keep it up.
Yes, sir.
And the determination and hard work.
Yes,
and most importantly, the self-discipline. To keep himself disciplined and stay committed. You know what I mean? To stay focused. That's self-discipline. To cut things off when individuals is given. When I got a goal set. When you have a goal set and individuals is calling you to party and kick it, but you trying to step on stage as a bodybuilder, you can't go out and party and kick it. You know what I mean? You have a competition to win. You have goals and admirations.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be bigger than, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The want to even do anything else. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
okay.
That's how you get there. But in order to even allow yourself to have that want and that want for that goal to be that big, you have to understand self-discipline.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's the only way that you're gonna get there. Lock in and stay focused. You know what I mean? The mission is only to move forward. Don't let nothing derail you. Don't let nothing slow you down. And by doing that, you're holding yourself accountable. And by holding yourself accountable, you're allowing yourself to use the method and techniques of self-discipline.
Mm-hmm. And the days, like he has said, the days you don't feel like doing nothing, those are the days that really count. Like getting up, don't want to hit the gym, you know you gotta hit the gym even though you don't feel like it. Those days are the days that actually count. Those are the days that what makes you really who you really are. That's when you gotta have that self-talk.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's where character is built. You know what I mean? And in order, and that's where you're able to, by staying committed, you're able to build that character. And that's where you're able to build that self-discipline and allow it to be sustainable for yourself. You know what I mean? Don't hesitate to talk to yourself. That man in the mirror, that individual in the mirror is not your enemy.
It is
your friend. It can be your enemy if you allow it to.
Mm.
But understand that person looking back at you is you. You're in control the whole time. You got to control your own mind. You can't let it control you. You're in control all the time.
Mm.
That whatever it is, that addiction or whatever it is, that's negative. That negative addiction or whatever it is, that's maybe what you're using as a crutch or as something
to give you energy. No. We don't want no negativity around here.
Yeah.
Positive
to slow you down. Whatever you're
like
saying
you
to
said,
slow you down, man.
Positive vibes
positive.
Bring positive opportunities, bring positive. If you know about the law of attraction, if you think positive, you get positive outcomes. They say, so shall you reap.
So I don't know, bro. Say it again for me.
So shall you reap. It's said it in the Bible.
Reap what you sow?
Reap what you sow, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry
there it
about
is.
That, but reap what you sow. What
you
bring
what
out
you
to this world, you get the outcome of it. You bring positive vibe, you get positive attraction.
Exactly.
It's impossible to not get it.
It's impossible. It's really impossible.
Literally, think negative, you're going to get negative things coming to you. If you think positive, you're going to get positive opportunities. You're going to feel good. You're going to get that dopamine release, which motivates you to thrive, to become a better version of yourself.
And that's what everybody should want. You know what I mean? That should be everybody's goal, is just to be a better version of themselves. I know for myself, there was points in time where I can look back and say, I'm glad I'm not that person no more. You know what I mean? There was a point in time where I said to myself that I deserve better. I want better.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand now that the only way I'm going to get better and the only way that can even be created is if I hold myself accountable for taking the proper actions moving forward by the use of self-discipline.
Mm-hmm.
My dad always used to tell me growing up, man, I got to like 18. My dad always would tell me when I was about like 18, 19, he would be like, man, You used to say when you were a kid, man, that you would do this and do that when you get older. When are you finally older? When are you finally grown up? Like, when does it start? Is the question.
It starts with you.
It starts with you, mm-hmm. and it starts right now. Mm-hmm. Take the proper steps necessary to bring you closer to your goals, to your dreams, you know what I mean? Listen to what we're talking about. Utilize self-discipline within your day-to-day life, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Get yourself a journal. I challenge you. Why not? What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose?
Yeah, like he said, why not? Why not do it?
You know what I'm saying? What do you have to lose? Why not take that first step towards your dreams, your goals? You said to yourself years ago that you wanted to be X, Y, and Z. That you wanted to do this and do that. Now, today, the reason why you're not doing X, Y, and Z is because of what? Because you gave up on the dream, you gave up on the goal, you gave up on the mission. Don't rob yourself of that. You know what I'm saying? Here is your opportunity. This is your moment. You can be great. You can do great things, but it's all on you. Don't slow yourself down. Don't hold yourself back. Don't allow that outside noise to derail you. You are incredible. You are great. You can achieve anything by any means. You can achieve anything by any means. Don't let nobody tell you anything else. You know what I'm saying? We are all special in our own way. Now that special something that's lying within you, only you know. And I challenge you to find out what it is. And then I challenge you even further to pursue it. That's all I have for you guys today. This was an incredible episode. I truly appreciate you guys listening in and tuning in to this greatness. I love each and every one of you guys, you viewers. I know you don't know who I am. And I know, you know what I mean, you probably don't believe in what I'm telling you. But trust me, I love you guys. And I just want to see you all win. And I want to see you all be great. So, with that being said, I'm about ready to, we're about to finish this up and close this out. We truly appreciate you guys again for tuning in. And until next time. But before we finish up, listen, if you sat through when you heard the whole video or the whole podcast and you feel like it is something that someone else needs to hear, don't hesitate to share it, okay?
Send them a link. Share Instagram. Send them a link. Share it. Change lives. Because like bro said, one thing I'm going to say before we end this topic. Two things people fail to invest in is their future and their health and their education. Work on two of those, which is your health. Live longer life. Education meaning financial wealth. How you going to learn to live long. So as you get older, you let the money work for you. You don't work for the money. You know what I mean? No days off over here. No days off.
You feel me? For real, bro. No days off, man. Stay locked in, you guys. Stay focused. Sure. And again, share the message if you feel like someone else needs to hear it. Why not? We're here to spread love to one another and to push and motivate one another. And the only way we can do that is if you understand that. And decide that you are willing to be a part of that. Alrighty? Love y'all. I'm out.